Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Help DuPage Credit Union raise funds for Big Brothers, Big Sisters on Wednesday, September 25th, when you eat at the Buffalo Wild Wings on Deal Road in Warrenville. Simply download a free fundraising coupon at DuPageCU.com and present it to your server on the 25th, and Buffalo Wild Wings will donate 10% of your pre-tax food sales to Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Visit DuPage Credit Union at DuPageCU.com to learn more. That's DuPageCU.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by J.W. Rule Landscape Services. J.W. Rule Landscape Services can serve you by creating and building a landscape that fits your house style and your lifestyle. Jim, my buddy Jim, and his team use their years of experience, knowledge of plants, and formal training to complete your desired outcome, whether it's a large project or my favorite, Jim's Fairy Gardens. You will notice the difference. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Belgio's Catering. A big shout out to Tom and Tim Belgio over there, the brothers and their sister, Terry. They put the special in special events. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Stiefel Nicholas, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse, Body Bronze Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan, and the Naperville Trolley. Wow. Ding, ding.
I feel good. I knew I would. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
Good morning, everybody. Hey there, it's Dolly McCarthy with the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's the good show on internet radio, the good show, you know I like to call it that, that airs every Thursday morning now from 9:30 until 10:30. We are now an hour. We're just growing by leaps and bounds. Thank you so much for tuning into the good show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, right? So give me a call. Today we do have prizes to give away. Beautiful bracelets from one of my guests today, who's going to be on the show, Michelle Eberwin, who's the owner of Hope and Bracelets. I have two beautiful bracelets to give away. I actually thought that I got to keep these, but I don't. I have to give them away. Michelle, you're going to have to make me some. They're just beautiful. We'll talk to Michelle a little later in the show. And so give a call in 347-945-7215. To try to win these beautiful bracelets, and I believe we have CDs and coffee mugs. You know, I love to give away stuff. Anyway, I got a call in right here that's calling in. I hope it's my pal Bill over at Kreger's. Bill, is this you? Hello? You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. We don't mess around. We're going right to our callers. Oh, nuts. I can kind of hear them. They're there, but oh, well. Call back, please. Okay, what a week we've had. Let me tell you, yesterday, 9/11, I had the great honor of emceeing Carol Stream's 9/11 memorial ceremony. It was a beautiful, moving ceremony, really. I don't think there was a dry eye in the crowd. What made it so special is they have a new memorial inside the fire department's administrative building. It's a new memorial. They have some of the two pieces of beams from Ground Zero, but many artifacts and, you know, little things of, you know, with firemen and police. And it's just an amazing exhibit to see. You really have to go in there and bring your kids or bring a date or bring yourself. I don't know. Just go. It's in Carroll Stream, not far, but it's so worth the trip. I had a great time meeting all the firefighters. Many of them in Carroll Stream had left on that fateful day, within hours of finding out about this, they left and they went to Ground Zero to help out. Fire Chief Rick Colomay, I met him yesterday. What a guy. He's been a firefighter for about 30-some-odd years, and he was at Ground Zero, too. So I had the honor of meeting him, and I had some great pictures. Boy, I got goosebumps yesterday. And then, of course, later on in the evening, we had Naperville's 9/11 ceremony. That was my fourth year emceeing that. And that's always a very moving ceremony. The Dan Schanauer family, there on hand right at the Dan Schanauer Memorial, 9/11 Memorial. If you haven't seen that yet, boy, you got to come out to Naperville and see that. It's right in the heart of the downtown. So that was a really special day yesterday to remember those that lost their lives on that tragic day. We all remember where we were. I was at an ice skating rink with my, Timmy was 7, my oldest. No, take that back. He was, let me quickly do the math here. He was 5 at the time. My goodness. Wow. A dozen years ago. So we will never forget. All right. You know, this is the good show, and we also want to talk about what happened last weekend. What a weekend we had here. I'm hoping that I have Bill on the line soon. Bill from Kreger's Sausage and Brats. And Bill, are you there? Is this you? I hope so. Ah, nuts. Something's wrong with the phones today. Beth. Beth is my producer here. Is he trying to call in? Dagnabbit. That's what my dad used to say. Things didn't go well. Anyway, we want to do a shout-out to Kreger's Brats over there in Naperville. They've been around for 100 years. Let me tell you, they have the best brats, and we were tailgating for the Bears game, the Bears home opener. If you've never tailgated before, you need to tailgate with me because I know how to do a tailgate, okay? I'm just kidding. But Kreger's Brats and Sausage House, they provided these amazing brats, and we enjoyed. He's got these NFL brats. That's what it is. Okay, nothing fancy. It's just NFL brats. And different kinds of brats. Like we had the Packers brats, and those were stuffed with cheddar cheese. We had Detroit Lion brats, and then we had Chicago Bears brats, and they're stuffed with different things. And everybody loved them. Let me tell you, everybody loved those brats. So we had a great time tailgating for the Bears home opener. Got down there at 5:30 in the morning because I had this crazy idea that we all needed to see the sunrise before the game. So I drag all my friends out of bed. We all get down there 5:30 in the morning, right at the Adler Planetarium lot, and it's, of course, foggy. There's nothing to be seen there. But we did see the beautiful lake, right, guys? Anyway, hey, is Bill on the line now?
Hi.
Hey, great, Dolly. Bill. Hey, thank you so much for getting up with me. I know this is kind of early, right?
No, not really. We're good.
We're good? Bill,
yeah, we're good.
The brats were outstanding. Outstanding.
Thank you.
I did like those Packer brats. I will say this. Ooh. I'll admit it, okay? Between me and you,
okay.
I did like the Packers brats. But they all were really good. So thank you for that. We had a cheer to Kreger's brats with all of us putting our brats together. Unfortunately, no one snapped the picture of that one. But, you know, you make all these homemade NFL brats. And if someone wanted to order them and they're out of town, could you ship them to them?
I'm not set up for shipping as of now. It's something that I'm thinking about doing in the future. But as of now, the easiest way to do it is to just come in, take them with them, you know, if they come back to town for any reason, and they can take them in their carry-on or, you know, put them in a cooler and drive back home. So.
Yeah, it's like Chicago pizza, you know. It's not good when you ship it. It's better to come and get it and put
That's
it in a cooler on the plane, and there you go. It's
right.
Worth the trip, everybody. It's worth the trip. And Kreger's isn't going anywhere. They've been there in the heart of Naperville for over 100 years.
120.
120? Wow.
Yeah, it was February of 1893.
Oh, my goodness. And was that the first product that your family made was just brats? Or was it just a little store?
They started downtown on Washington Street back in 1893 and then moved to this location in 1926. And Mom and Dad, they started making sausage about 60 years ago. And that's when the bratwurst recipe would have been developed and refined and, mm-hmm. and brought to where it is today.
Wow, how did they do that? How do you put together a brat? It's so good.
Well, my mom
was
my mom was from the Wisconsin area, and as we all know,
no wonder I like
Sheboygan,
the pack of brats.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Are you probably a Packer fan too, right?
A what?
A Packer fan?
No, not really.
No.
But you know, I am a sports fan, so I wish them well. You know.
Yeah,
when I'm up in Wisconsin at the cottage, you know, if the Bears aren't playing and we're not hinging on a Packers win or loss, then okay, you know, I wish them well. But
so of all the four that you shared with everyone, which one did they like the best?
You know, they didn't say. They just ate them all up. They were gone.
Okay.
I kept asking everybody, and they're like, this is good, this is good, with their mouths full, you know. and then after the game, we fired up the grill again and ate some more brats. So we're going to make some more brats this weekend, too, when I move. So I'm firing up the grill again with more brats.
And the best thing about the weekend or Sunday was that the Bears won. So
that was the best part of it all, of course, having the brats, beer, and the Bears. It was a fantastic weekend. Now, Bill, I understand you have six sisters. Are you the youngest?
I am the youngest of seven, yes, and I have six older sisters,
Can you believe that, folks? He has six older sisters. Bill's the baby. And how do the sisters treat you over there at the shop?
Very well. Very fortunate. Yeah, I had a great childhood growing up. I really did. It was all good.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's good. Did you all work in your father's shop there at Kreger's?
I think at various times everybody has worked, you know, in some capacity here, whether, you know, cleaning up or cash register or whatever, all been very helpful. It's nice.
I guess
I should ask
the real question is, did you enjoy your time working in the family business? You must have, because you're there still.
It was, you know, on and off. There were times where you didn't, and then for the most part, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, almost 35 years, so.
Yeah. Well, when you walk into Kreger's, it's a small little grocery store, and you do feel like you're in a very small town, and you guys always have these big smiles on your face. You're happy to see you, and it really is a joy to go in there. So it's a great experience, not just having the brats, but just the experience of the little shop. And last weekend when I came in to pick up the brats for the game, you were having a fundraiser, Friends of Steps and Shining Stars Cancer Fundraiser. How did that go? I saw a lot of people there. A lot of people.
It was very well attended. We were able to raise a lot of money for, you know, some really great causes. The people were fantastic. All of the people that helped me out, the volunteers, all of my friends and family, the Wright Street Band volunteered their time. Slate Street a cappella volunteered their time. It was an incredible event. We raised just over $4,800 in a little more than 4 hours. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Now, how can people help the cause if they weren't there Saturday? They unfortunately missed the free brats.
We're still running a silent auction here at the store. We have a couple of tables set up with items that people have donated, that various businesses have given to us. And we will run that until the first Saturday in October, which kind of takes us into Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There's some great items here. There's a painting done by, or a pencil, you know, Marianne Listen Kuhn donated. There's some beautiful baby shawls, baby blankets that were made by Diane and Dave Barrowman's mother-in-law. And just beautiful hand-knitted things. And just some really nice items. So they can come in and still do it that way, or they can just come in and drop some money in the bucket. We always have that out. We're raising money all year long for breast cancer research. And pick up those brats, exactly.
A good excuse to get in there and get some more brats. And the great thing about your brats, what I like, is it's no nitrates or preservatives or additives, because I'm a freak about that kind of stuff. I like things very natural.
Exactly.
So that's a good thing. And I just love
how
it's your mother's recipe. What's that?
And you know who's making them.
You know who's making them. That's Bill behind the counter. Yep, with a big smiling face. It's nice to go into a place and say, hey, Bill, give me a pound of sausage, or Bill, I'll take a pound of the potato salad, or Bill, give me some kraut with that. I love that. I love that. I love everything about your store. And the one thing about your shop that not many people know about, because it was only for a brief period, you actually closed for good in January of this year.
Yeah, for good.
Right?
Yeah, I had
well,
had,
you
know, that's what I thought. I mean, after 34 years and some circumstances in my life, I just said enough is enough. I wanted to go and do something different. And and then due to some completely different circumstances and my sister lost her job and not being able to do quite what I wanted to do with the building, we decided to come back in, clean everything up, and reopen in a completely different manner. I mean, we're just focusing on sausage now. We were a, you know, a meat market grocery deli, and we eliminated all the grocery and frozen and produce, and we're focusing, you know, on the sausage end of it now. So you can still get, you know, fresh homemade salads and baked goods and things like that, but we've scaled, you know, way back.
And you focus on what you do best, and that's what
right.
that's what everybody needs to do. And then once you do that, you just your business has come back so strong. Everybody was so glad that you opened back up. And you know, sometimes you just don't realize how good you have it until they're gone. So it was a great reminder to everybody in the community. Wow! Oh my goodness, Kroger's is going. You know, that cute little grocery store.
Support local independent business. I mean, it's really very important that all of us do that.
So we really I have enjoyed your brats and keep making them for the next 100 years, Bill. You
thanks,
personally.
Dolly.
I'm teasing you. Do you have any children or grandchildren or not? You don't have grandchildren yet. You're too young for that. But how about your sisters, your older sisters? Are there grandchildren that want to keep the family business going? Are they getting involved?
Well, I have two older sons, 28 and 24. Neither one are involved with the business anymore. They both had worked with, you know, with me for quite a few years. But then when I closed, they went their separate ways. And no one in the pipeline really to keep things going. We'll run it for a few more years here and see how things go. And, yeah, we got time.
Yeah, you definitely have time. And you're open. Your hours are limited, though. They're open 3 days a week. So if you're going to make the trip out here, make sure you call first. And get the hours right, but it's Thursdays and Fridays.
Thursday
right?
and Friday.
From 9 to 6,
and then Saturday from 8 to 5.
And you know what's great about your location, too? It's just down the street from the Naperville Farmers Market, which does close in October. I think there's only a couple more weeks left of it. Is it until the end of October?
Right.
Okay, but, you know, you can always go to the Farmers Market and then head over to Kroger's. And by the way, those buns that we got from your place, too, were amazing. They were so good. So get the buns from Kroger's as well. But is there a website? I know there's a Facebook page. Kroger's, it's spelled K-R-E-G-E-R, apostrophe S, Brat and Sausage House, H-A-U-S. I love that because I'm German and I like that. I like how you spelled it like that.
Yeah.
So check them out on Facebook. And is there a website, Bill, or anything
there
else?
There is. It's
phone number?
It's Kroger'sBrats.com.
Fantastic.
All one word.
Well, it was great.
Yep.
Great to have you a part of our tailgate, Bill. It's a nice tradition we started.
Great to be a part of it. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. I'll see you soon in the shop.
You
get back
too.
To
good
work
show.
Making those brats.
Thank
Take
you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bill Kroger from Kroger's Brats. You got to love the man. He's got such a passion, and hats off to him for going back into the business and making those brats again. Okay, I got to move on. Margulis. I'm going to try to find. Hey, Marge, are you there? Marge, are you here?
Yes, I am. Hi, Dolly.
Fantastic. I found you. My radio switchboard here is the switchboard on in my studio is going to go going a little haywire this morning with all these phone numbers. I mean, I'm completely compacted with phone numbers, people calling in, and I need to get to all these guests first before I take any calls, but I have to give away these prizes tonight. But anyway, Margulis is my next guest. Marge, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you.
A trainer and motivational speaker. And, boy, you have quite a story to tell. Marge was one of five women featured in People magazine last year, the Half My Size issue. Do you guys remember that? I saw that. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her journey. You know, who can't relate to weight loss and a life-changing experience that you had, Marge?
Right.
And we all have, well, not all of us, but all of us in our lifetime will go through something like this, whether it be weight or job or career or family or whatever. There's always going to be some major change, and you what's great about your story is that you made that change. You made that decision. I'm done. I'm going to make this change. And and look at you now. My goodness. Okay, let's talk about your story here. So in 2001, your weight was 378 pounds.
Yeah, I was pushing 400 pounds.
I can't imagine
that
on you now. I've seen Marge in person. I just can't imagine that weight on you because you look amazing.
Thank you.
So tell us about that. Were you always overweight your whole life?
You know what? I was. I was always a heavier kid. The generation I grew up in, I came from a Polish and Irish background. So when we had something to celebrate, we ate. When we were sad, we ate.
You guys had a lot of those brats.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's, you know, I was listening to that and I'm
week.
Thinking, oh, they sound so good.
They are good. You know what? And, you know, because I've struggled with weight with all of my babies. And now that I've got it off, you know, you can treat yourself once in a while. We can do that, but not two like I used to have. Okay. Anyway, I digress.
Right. And that's what I like to get through to people is it's common sense. You know, you need to make the right choices. You need to make the lifestyle change. I don't like to use the word diet because when you take the T away, there's a really bad word in there. And it's more of a choice. So you wake up on Monday morning and say, you know what, I'm not going to go on a diet, but I'm going to make healthier choices.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier to get through your day. So you're not falling off the diet. You know, you haven't strayed from your diet. Okay, I might have made an unhealthy choice, but I'm going to get right back and make a healthier one my next meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how, when you're that, you know, you're 378 pounds overweight, or that was your maximum weight.
Mm-hmm.
And how old were you at the time? Well, don't tell me your age, but you were older. So you probably had years and years of struggle in trying to make right choices. Did you, what was your rock bottom, and how did you educate yourself? Because that was the other thing. I always thought for years and years that I was doing the right thing. I was having the yogurt in the morning, but I didn't realize it had 35 grams of sugar in it. So I had to get educated. Is that what you did?
Well, you know, I hit rock bottom when I went to an anniversary party of my cousin's, and this was in 2001. And I collapsed from heat exhaustion because I was too embarrassed of myself to take off a black blazer while I was dancing. And, you know, you're sweating and you're having a great time. And I was too embarrassed to take it off because I felt as long as I had that blazer on, nobody saw the 400 pounds I was lugging around.
Oh, yeah.
And then I collapsed and hit the floor. And my kids were with me and I was devastated. I think I was more devastated than embarrassed. Because it took two people to help me up. My children ran, and they got cold packs to put on my head. They got ice to put on my head. I have COPD, so they ran to get my asthma inhaler. And I woke up in the morning, and I thought, I cannot ever embarrass my kids that way again. And obviously they weren't embarrassed, but I felt they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do that. So back then, Slim Fast was the rage. And I used SlimFast to try to bring down my portion control because, to me, you know, the bag that I buy from Sam's used to be a portion. Well, it's not a portion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't realize how much you're eating in a portion size. So I went on that, and then I just went to common sense. I educated myself enough to know, okay, if I have protein for breakfast along with a slice of toast. If I have a salad for lunch, I'll throw some protein in that. And then for my dinner, I'm going to have steamed vegetables. I'm going to roast some vegetables. I'll have some protein then. And that was able to curb my hunger. And then during or in between my meals, I would eat my fruit. I knew I had to get my meat in there, my vegetables in there, my fruits in there. So I just start incorporating them more into my diet and found that I felt great.
Now, what was the hardest part about your journey? I mean, diet is one thing. That's hard. But was there, how about exercising? Was that difficult to start? Because a lot of times people overweight, they don't want to go to the health club because they're embarrassed to sweat it out in front of people.
Exactly. And it's such an intimidation when you walk into a health club. And a lot of them, to me, I considered were meat markets. I didn't feel I was the right size to go to a gym, which actually I was the perfect size to go to a gym because that's what I needed. So I walked into the gym, and I signed up, and I got on the treadmill farthest away from the door. And I did that every day, and I increased my time from 10 minutes to 15 minutes to 20 minutes. And I just fell in love with the exercise. I fell in love with the feeling that I got knowing I'm doing something for myself. My kids aren't calling me. My husband isn't calling me. It was my time to get my thoughts together, to finally realize, okay, now what's my next step? How do I stay motivated? And the gym was the perfect place for me to do that.
Plus, it makes you feel really good after you work out, the endorphins.
Oh, yeah, the adrenaline you get and the energy you get, yeah, made me able to go home and deal with my kids. And you know, being a busy mom, that's hard to do.
Yeah. And then, you know, so the pounds, they take a long time to come off.
They do.
What kept you motivated, though, through this?
I made a
promise. 378 pounds. You know,
yeah.
Losing 10 pounds, you feel like, wow, that, you know.
You feel like it's useless. But
yeah,
every time
but
what, I
so
got
what
on
kept
it,
you going?
I made a promise to myself, and so many of us make promises to everybody else in life. You know, you make them to your children, you make them to your spouse, you make them to your job. I made one to myself, and I swore I was not going to break this promise to get healthy. So every time that I felt bad, every time it's like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym, it's like, no, I can't. I have to go. I made this promise, I have to go. Because if I don't go now, I'm not going to go tomorrow. It's too easy to fall out of a routine once you start a routine.
Yeah. And you hit a good point there. You wanted to get healthy. A lot of times people just want to get skinny, you know. But to want to be healthy, to want to feel powerful and strong again,
sure.
That really is a motivator, I would
and
say.
You know,
Oh,
it's a perfect motivator. And it's all in the health realm that you're going for. You're not going for the skinny look. I'm not a size 2. I've lost 200 pounds, but I'm not a size 2. And I consider myself normal size right now. And it's all about how you feel. And if you feel good about yourself, you're going to look good. I want to bring the confidence back to people, knowing that no matter what age they are, they can make a major lifestyle change and stick to it and complete it.
We're talking to Marge Liss, who is a trainer and a motivational speaker. If you need motivation, this gal can give it to you for sure. She's been there. She's lost 212 pounds.
Yeah.
And are you like me, or I'm constantly battling still those last 5 to 10 pounds? But I will say this. I look back and I say, geez, why didn't I appreciate my body when I was in my 20s and wear that bikini? So now I wear that bikini proudly, even though, you know, it's kind of scary.
You know what? Every day is a challenge. Yep.
You know,
every day is a challenge. I have 10 pounds that have just fallen in love with my hips that just won't leave me.
those are our the babies. You know, we can thank our children for that one.
Yes.
Those are badges of honor. You've also been, not only have you been in People Magazine, you've been on the NBC Today show. I'm going to plug all these shows, even though there's no affiliation. They're not paying me anything. But I think it's very impressive. Chicago Tribune, WGN, Windy City Live, NBC in Chicago. You are definitely someone that people are looking to. And you've inspired me, and you're very motivational.
I've also been asked by Biggest Loser they're flying me out to their Malibu, California ranch in October as a motivational speaker.
That is fantastic. Good for you.
Yeah,
that's
I can't
awesome.
Wait. That's very exciting. And that's what I want to do is if I can hit one person and to motivate one person, I feel like my day's complete. And that's why in downtown Naperville, I've teamed up with the owner of Reality Fitness, Carla Lindemeyer, who's also lost a substantial amount of weight. And we just want to hit everybody by storm and let everyone know that, yes, you can do it.
Now, you started walking on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point, you know, I did the treadmill for years. I do power walking. But then you get to a plateau. You hit a plateau, and it's not working. So you have to switch it up. So for me, I started lifting weights. Is there something that you did that, you know, after the treadmill, what else did you try doing?
I went from the treadmill to the elliptical because then I was getting my upper body in along with my legs. So I slowly progressed to the elliptical, then I went to the bike. And then when I felt secure in myself, I was able to go to the free weights and I started lifting the free weights because lifting weights is so important to women. You know, you don't have to do heavy weights. You don't have to go crazy, but you need to have that weightlifting in order to keep your muscles active and your bone structure strong for, unfortunately, the older age. And we all hit it.
Right, right. Now, is there anything, as far as your diet goes, getting back to the diet, you know, do you have any advice for people to maintain their weight loss or to get them on the right track? I know we always talk about vegetables and proteins, and but what about, what's been your secret? Do you have small meals, many small meals throughout the day?
You know, I use a small plate for my dinner instead of a large plate, because when you use a smaller plate and fill it, you're still getting your proper amount. When I go out to eat, I ask the waiter right away to put half of that into a doggy bag so I don't even see it on my plate.
Mm-hmm.
It's all portion control, so the smaller amounts you have, if you happen to go back for seconds, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Because you're still
staying. That's so true, but when I go out to eat, I love that. That's a good good tip, because I do that myself. When as soon as you get that meal in front of you, you just say, you take it, I cut it all in half, put it in another plate, and tell the waitress, just wrap that up, please.
Exactly. Because
if it's
in front of you, it's going to be gone.
I really like the point you made about making a promise to yourself, because when it boils down to it, it's really about your relationship with yourself and nothing else. Respecting yourself, making that commitment to yourself, and that promise to yourself, and making that lifestyle change, you know, not just doing that quick fad diet again. Telling yourself, I want the power. I want to be stronger, and I want to be healthy. I have little children, or someday I want to have children. So I guess being healthy and strong, that's a really good motivator. If you look at it that way, I think that's really neat. If you can look at that,
I am writing a book about my journey, too, so that I hope will inspire people once that's done. That should be done in the beginning of next year. So I'm very excited about that.
Wonderful. Do you have a title yet?
The title is Too Much Me. And what the title is going to tell people, and what is inside the book, is that it means there might be too much of you on the outside, but you need to get the inside of you to be too much me. You need to get that confidence back. So let's get rid of what you might consider too much me and bring out the inner you, and that it's possible to get that self-confidence and fight back.
Absolutely. Well, and especially having you on their side, that's definitely a win-win. I think I really am inspired by your story. I can't.
Thank you.
I look at the number, 378 pounds. I just can't believe that you were that at one time, because – folks, you should see this gal right now. She's a knockout. And I love, you walk around with such confidence, you know.
And I never did. I used to sit in the corner and cry and I would cancel social engagements because I thought I was embarrassing my family.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So I would, you know, I would have a headache or I would have a stomach ache and I would stay home. And what I do when I was home is I'd sit home and eat because I was depressed. So now I just want people to know that their confidence is out there.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say there's someone listening who is obese, overweight, and was who you were 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give them some quick advice right now, what they could do today. What should they do today? It's a nice day out in Chicagoland.
It is.
Maybe tell them to go for a walk. Every day,
exactly.
Do something.
Just get out and every day, even if you walk halfway around the block and walk back and progress it a few steps each time, just get active. Get off the couch, because the more you're sitting on the couch, the more you're sitting in front of a video game, the more you're watching TV, the more you're going to be putting into your mouth. So just get out there and get active. Little baby steps.
And put some good music on the iPad or
iPod
when you're walking.
Yes.
That's a great motivator, too. Especially.
It really is.
And
they have songs where you
music.
Can increase the beat so that you walk faster.
There you go. Yeah. Or put a music that motivates you. I put on Rocky and Yanni, and that really motivated
Perfect.
Me to, you know, I thought I was Rocky running up the steps of Philadelphia State Capitol.
There you go. There
you
go.
That's crazy. Or I imagine myself as Wonder Woman running.
Well, you are with your, five kids and still running around
Wonder
like
Woman.
You do?
But it's true. Every day, you know, I blow it some days, and then I'm
like,
okay, tomorrow I'm going to do better. I don't give up and then the next day eat a pint of ice cream, say, oh, well, I blew it, it's over. No, just
exactly.
Like you said, every day make a decision to change something and go
every
for it.
Every day you
and,
have that option to make those choices.
So if someone wanted to reach out to you, Marge, as a trainer, motivational speaker, you go and you give speeches to different groups, how could they reach you?
They could reach me at my website at margelise.com, margelyse.com, or they could reach me at realityfitness.com.
And Reality Fitness is in downtown Naperville.
Right, right on the corner of Jefferson and Washington. It's right above Ted's Montana Grill.
Okay, so when you come to Naperville to pick up your brats.
Hey, there you go.
We were talking to Bill Gregor earlier from Naperville, from Gregor's Brats. When you come to pick up your brats that you're sharing with lots of your friends, you're not going to eat all those brats. You're going to have one to enjoy, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you won't have the bread, because that's another thing. I gave up a lot of the carbs
the
and the white stuff, the flour, the sugar, anything that's white.
All that stuff you don't realize you're eating that much of, and it loves your tummy.
So you can stop over at Reality Fitness after you pick up your brats. Or maybe after Reality Fitness, go pick up the brats on the way home.
There you go.
Well, it was so nice talking to you, Marge. And, wow,
Thank you, Dolly.
I find your story fascinating, and I'm looking forward to your book. I want you to come back on the show and talk to us about it. And
I'd love to.
So get busy writing that. We're eager to
see that. I am.
And I never got a chance to ask you about CrossFit. I know you said you started that when we were talking last time. You talked about CrossFit. And I'm like, what is that? But that's something to check out. If you're on track like Marge was and you're starting to lose the weight and you've hit a plateau on that treadmill, maybe lift weights, try the CrossFit, right?
Right.
Check
CrossFit
out Reality Fitness, too.
Yes. We're there for you.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks for calling into the show, Marge. And
thanks,
good
Ellie.
Luck to you. And we will talk to you soon. Good luck.
All right. Have a
Bye-bye.
Beautiful day. Thanks.
Thanks. All right. That was Marge Liss. All right. We got to move on here to our next guest. She's been on hold so patiently over here. She is the co-founder of the Naperville Independent Film Festival, Glesna Koisin. Glesna,
hey,
are you there? Hi there.
I'm here.
Well, a big, big day tomorrow, the kickoff to the Naperville Independent Film Festival is tomorrow. The day is here.
Yes.
It's the eve of the Naperville Independent Film Festival, and that is from September 13th to the 21st. And Glesna is the co-founder of that. So welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Your first time on the show.
Yay. Thank you, Dolly. It's so nice to talk to you.
I know. And then I have talked about you before on the show because Glesna was one of the writers for Precious Metal, the movie that I almost talked about half the summer that I got to be a part of. So you are a writer, a producer, and you've been in films, and now you're the co-founder of the Naperville Independent Film Festival, which this year is the 6th year, is that right?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, 6 years. From coming from a little idea in the back of my head to, full-blown film festivals, with
now, is that
people
where it came
from all over the world.
Back of your head there?
That little...
And the
your
other co-founder is your husband, Edmund Koisin.
Yes.
And Gary Pradel, who is with Arthur Ray Foundation, and he's the mayor of Naperville's son, too. So the three of you got this going, and it is a fantastic film festival.
Thank you. You know, it's just an amazing, it's a dream come true. Every year it gets better. Every year that we add something or we do something different. This year we've got 2 extra premieres. We've never run 9 days before, so this is really exciting. And then to have the opening night again on Saturday night, and we've got incredible films from all over the world. It amazes me how many people know about the Naperville Independent Film Festival. I guess we are becoming a force to be reckoned with now in the film festival field.
Oh, yeah, and the word is getting out. You had, now you're, the closing, I'm jumping a little here, but like you said, the word is getting out and more people are hearing about it. In fact, Dean Richards, who is Tribune Broadcasting's film critic, everybody knows Dean Richards. He is going to be honored at your festival. He'll be at your festival this year. You've had Roger Ebert in the past.
Yes.
the late Roger Ebert.
We had. Yeah, he was wonderful too. He, we didn't know.
Yes, I was there that night.
Yeah, and he came and he said he would. They would field. Chaz, his wife, was very gracious and said, you know, he'll field one or two questions from the audience. 45 minutes later, he was still on stage doing the thumbs up with us. It was awesome.
Yes, yeah, that was really a treat, and I was so glad to be there and see that before he, a few years later, then passed away.
So we're excited to have Dean Richards this year.
Yeah, my colleague over at WGN.
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So deserving of that.
So deserving. Those are the words. That's exactly the words that we're using. This man is not only a film critic, but my goodness, I mean, if you read his bio, you'll see he's a mighty busy person also.
Oh, yeah, Dean is everywhere, that's for sure. So let's get, okay, before we, that's closing night award ceremony. That's at the end of the festival. But tomorrow night is the pre-premiere, and then Saturday night is the opening, official opening night. Was that right? Did I read this
exactly.
Right?
Okay. Yes. So tomorrow night we have Chris Arrera coming on, and it's called Composed. And he is phenomenal, and you do not want to miss this. This is
well,
awesome.
Well, Chris is
going to
be on the
awesome
show,
treat.
Everybody. We're going to talk to Chris in just a few minutes, too. But we want to get the facts from Glessa. So tomorrow night is Chris Arrera's documentary?
Yes, Composed. And then we have a second premiere, and that one is Gus. And anybody related at any way, shape, or form related to dance, you must come and see this. This is the choreographer, and they're all coming out from Chicago. I haven't met them yet. I'm looking so forward to this. So
okay, repeat the name
awesome
of that show again.
Gus, G-U-S.
Gus?
G-U-S.
G-U-S?
Gus, correct, yes.
Okay.
And anything about choreography and dance, he is par excellence, so you must come. Anybody, again, interested in dance and of course, Composed with Chris Arrera. So tomorrow night is a do not miss. I think every night of the film festival is a do not miss. But, you know, we have 150 filmmakers. We got 15 screenwriters from all over the world. They entered their projects. And these people, you know, these aren't $400 million budgets. This is blood, sweat, and tears from all these writers, producers, directors, actors, and they come up with the most incredible features, documentaries, shorts, animation, all those categories. We even had a music video and a mobile video this year, which was kind of fun. Anything that was not deemed a camera, you could use, so i.e. your phone. So it's just going to be an awesome, awesome year again, and we're just so blessed to be able to share this with the world.
Oh, that's wonderful. And of course, it's in Naperville, Illinois, and there are still tickets that you can get. So when you're coming to Naperville, this is definitely going to be quite a weekend for Naperville. We got people coming in for the film festival. They're going to go pick up brats at Kreger's, and then they're going to stop at Reality Fitness and work out.
Oh, I love it. In that order.
Yeah, that's good. But this is a real treat. We're so fortunate to have it in our town. And the film festival is going to be – the films are going to be – shown at the Classic Cinemas, Ogden 6. Is that going to be
correct?
You can go to the website and check out the details. What's the website address, too, real quick?
Yes, that's real important because everything is on there, all the information you need. It's naperfilmfest.org. NAPERFILM Fest, FEST .org. And there you will see Classic Cinema Ogden 6. They graciously give us two theaters every year. They've been the best supporters of us ever because we were an unknown commodity for a couple of years there. Nobody knew about us. We had to educate people what a film festival was. So now we're getting well known, and they dedicate two theaters, number 5 and 6, to us. And I can't say enough about Shirley and Willis Johnson. They're amazing people. And then
we love that theater. It's only $4 to see a movie there. I love it.
$5.
Tickets,
$5. Yeah, it's $5.
Well, the tickets for the film festival are $5. I was talking $4 for when they run it throughout the year. But your festival, that's cheap to see these organic
these are indie films. Yeah, independent
films
from all over the world. It's fantastic. And then we partnered up with the North Central College, and we are showing, we partnered up with the ECU, the Paris Film Festival, and we're showing all the winners of the Paris Film Festival at North Central College. So all this information is on the website. That's the NeighborFilmFest.org. Check it out. You'll see all the times, where we're going to be, and what's showing, the genre, the time, and what it's rated.
Okay, go to the website and, yeah, check out. There's a big, long schedule there. I went through and I marked all the shows that I want to see, so I'm ready
Excellent.
To go. I'm going to stop by on Friday night and Saturday night, the big opening night. You guys really know how to throw – you and Edmund know how to throw a party. I've been to your parties. One time you guys had a house party after it was the wrap party for the movie Precious Metal. And, you know, that's coming, folks, within 6 months or so. Paul Sorvino is in that movie. And it was fun to get to know Paul and party with you guys. So you guys throw a great party. So that opening night party is going to be at the Country Inn and Suites?
Yes, that's Saturday
and
night.
Can you get tickets for that still?
Yes, and you go online and you can purchase tickets right online. It's all right there, NeighborFilmFest.org, easiest thing in the world to do. And,
well, now, what's gonna happen at this party? Are there going to be any celebrities, movie stars? You know, I'm going to pop
well,
in.
Well, our movie
but
stars.
Who am I?
Yep,
just Dolly McCarthy.
All our stars are people who make the movies. So writers, producers, directors, they're all invited. You know, that's what's so cool about this. You get to pick their brain if you're interested at all in making films or, you know, any part of the film industry, please come. This is a great experience. It motivates people. I talk to so many women, just myself, that have this idea in the back of their heads, too, where mine came from, and they have a story. They've got something. I know Madge, and I told her this would be a fantastic documentary that you had on earlier. Midge, please. And I said, this is a story. I know she's writing a book, but this is an incredible story that should be told. And what a fantastic, I mean, millions of people would come and see this, if not only just for the inspiration, but the motivation. So we're just, you know, I provide, Edmund and I, we say we're like we're throwing a wedding 8 days a year or 9 days a year, and because it's a party every year, people come, the writers, producers, actors, they all come, they pitch their films. We had 7 properties picked up a year less. That's incredible. These people get their movie out there, and the only way to do it is through mostly through film festivals. And so we have people in the audience who are looking to buy up films. This is a great, you know, opportunity for them. So we provide the house, and we build it, and they come, basically. And we're really excited this year, Dolly. This is so exciting. We want to tell everybody this is a milestone for us, because Edmund, God bless him, sat in a room for, like, I don't know, 3 days and filled out the Academy Award accreditation papers. This means that anyone entering a film next year as a short, a live-action short or an animation, will be eligible to win an Academy Award. I mean,
oh my goodness.
I'm doing cartwheels over this one. We're just waiting to get the okay. We met
that
all the criteria.
That is so exciting.
This
wow.
is phenomenal.
That'll happen.
So it's another big plus and a big boom
for
us.
Got the coincidence there. That it'll happen. Well, that is so exciting. I cannot wait to get to the party and hobnob with the directors and the producers and pick their brains, because, you know, I love to put together videos, although mine are news stories. But it would be really neat to actually see the film and then walk out, and there's the actors and the producers and the director right there, you know, talking to you about it. How cool is that? Especially for students, like you said, someone in college, someone even in high school. These high school kids are doing amazing things. They're making their own films, too. How cool is that? That right in their own backyard or in the Chicagoland area, because I do have listeners all over the world. But you're going to come to Naperville to the film festival, pick up the brats, and head over to Reality. And I'm not getting a dime for any of these plugs. I love to get people to come to Naperville. It's such a great town. And if
you're
come, check me out, and I'll introduce you to the mayor of the town. Okay, let's talk about a film that's going to be featured. You mentioned composed, and Chris Arrera is in it. He's my guest today. I'm going to put Chris on the line. Chris, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Hi, Chris Herrera. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
Hello, Dolly. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks so much for calling in, and I got Glesna
thank you very much
on the phone.
Me.
Have you met Glesna
Chris.
Before?
No, I haven't.
We are going
well,
to
will
meet.
This week.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Well, a lot of people don't know your story, Chris, so I will briefly tell it, or maybe I could even have you fill in the blanks. But you are, am I saying this right, a dwarf? So you're basically, you know, a short guy. Is that bad to say?
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a short stature, 4 feet two.
But you're exceptional. You are exceptionally talented and playing the piano. And you've been playing since how old?
I'm classically trained and have started when I was three and a half. And
well,
I'm
how
40
do you get started
now.
When you're three? You're pounding on the keys, or were you really playing Mary Had a Little Lamb at three?
I was playing recitals at four.
No
I
way!
Was, you know, yeah, I was very, you know, at that age, you don't know. I have wonderful parents, as you will see in the movie. They are the motivation, they are the rocks, they are the fundamental of who I am today. And if it wasn't for those people taking risks and going, what the heck, why not? You know, I wouldn't be the man I am today. So I owe
movie,
that, I owe the beginning starting yeah. to them.
Of course, yeah. Well, they really, they're exceptional parents who just made you feel like you weren't disabled, that you could do anything you wanted if you put your mind to it,
I
right?
Agree.
So the movie is composed. The movie is composed. It's 7 o'clock at Classic Cinema Theater on Friday, right? Yep, Friday the 13th. That's tomorrow. And you're going to be there? You're
going
to be there?
Yes, I will be there. Yes, I will attend, and I am going.
So whoever's listening wants to come to this. Sorry, Chris. I'm sorry. There was a little bit of a delay. What did you say there?
I will be there, and I will be doing the Q&A afterwards. So if anybody has questions or want to ask things, come on down, and you know I'm willing and able to answer anything you could think of.
And Chris is also going to be closing night too. He's going to be performing for us.
Yes.
Really? Oh,
and I'm
fantastic.
Very honored. I'm very, very honored. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I can't wait to hear you, Chris. I can't wait to see your story. And then the Q&A afterwards. What a real treat. I mean, this is so unique and special about the festival, the film festival. It's interactive. And Glesna, great job. This is going to be really exciting, especially Friday night.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this. You absolutely do not want to miss this. This is phenomenal. What this man has gone through to be where he is it's emotional and it's heartwarming and you better kick yourself in the butt if you're mugging around somewhere. You see what people have gone through to get where they are, and accolades to you, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, you only have one life. You got to make the best of you can. And
amen.
Nobody gets to pick the bodies we're in. It's just like one of your former earlier guests or today. You don't pick the body you're in. You have to make the best of it. And the only person you can answer to yourself is to yourself at the end of the day.
Amen.
Chris, have you always been so positive? I love it.
Yes. Yes.
And have you always loved playing the piano? Was there ever a time where you wanted to say, I don't want to do this, Mom and Dad?
No.
Really?
No. Are you kidding? I was a typical kid growing up, and it was hysterical that, my parents made me practice. Oh, they'd try to ground me if I didn't practice. But, you know, it was hysterical. I didn't really start realizing what I had until I was a teenager. You know, you start, you know, it's kind of like anything. If you just grow up doing it, you don't know any difference not having it with you. And now when I started to become, you know, 12, 13 and started realizing, hey, you know, this is not just a boring, nerdy instrument I'm playing. I've got a power here. And as I started getting older, is the more I started to develop and understand the power and the emotion of music and the power that I possessed to be able to touch people in very different ways and being somebody who would look across the room and me as being disabled, I have that power where if you close your eyes, you can't see my disability anymore.
Yeah.
I'm everybody else.
Well, it's just amazing, too, the challenges you go through just physically. That's what blew me away, Chris. That's what
you know, the keys itself on the keyboard and the pedals and the, I mean, it's just a movie you just don't want to miss.
Charlie Rifkin, the director. He did an incredible job. I mean, I told him, I keep always telling him, I'm like, you know, you actually made my life interesting. And he, to me, you know, when you live your life, you don't, but seeing your life through somebody else's eyes is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sometimes rewarding. And I was so honored and proud when we finished this. I was like, you made me interesting to my own self and family. How wonderful, you know. And that's hard to do sometimes. But, you know, as in my movie and as in with everything is, you know, the big trick or the big mystique with me is my fingers don't bend. And sort of, I only have knuckles that work in only one part of my hand, the top knuckle.
Really?
I cannot make a fist.
Yeah.
Yes.
You even have a disability in your hand. And
yeah.
You play
oh,
like
yeah.
That.
I'm sure we'll see that in the documentary.
Go ahead, Chris. What? Sorry, Chris. You were saying... Are you there still, Chris? Did we lose him? Hello?
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, I think we lost him.
Chris,
Bummer. Call us
yeah,
back.
Well, he is just the most amazing person. I mean, like I said, this is something you do not want to miss. It's enlightening. It's empowering. Good.
I think I got him back. Here he is.
I think I'm here.
Hi, Chris. Hey, Chris.
If something happened, I have no clue, but I'm back.
We dropped out, but we got you back. We're glad you called back. What an amazing story you have. Chris, you've played all over the world. Tell us what's your favorite place that we're, let's see. Tell us some of the places you've played and what's been your favorite place. Have you played the White House yet?
Yes, I have played the White House last year for Christmas. That was wonderful.
On Christmas Day?
No, just a Christmas holiday. We went down for the every year the White House picks. I think last year we had 40 people they picked out of all the entrances to play basically every day of the Christmas season for their holiday Christmas mm-hmm. tree event. And so
wow.
You get to play in the middle of the White House with everybody there and all, you know, all of the dignitaries walking down the hallway. So, you know, it's a regular work week and a business week for them. And
yeah,
so you
right.
never know who is sitting in the back watching you or listening. It was such an honor. It was very, very cool.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy for you. That is fantastic. Oh.
Yeah, it's,
you
know,
do you have
you
a
know,
video
I,
of
like
that?
Of
you in the White House playing?
They will not let us take any video. We do have pictures that are
okay.
on my Facebook site and Facebook fan page, but they would not let us take anything live video, of course.
Okay, let's point that out. Chris has a Facebook page. You can like him. I like
yes.
him. I like you, Chris.
Oh,
I like you on Facebook.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you to like me now, too. Will you like me?
I did. I thought I did. No, you are now
like
friends with me.
I like Edmund
Glenn. So I have to go back and like you more. I already like you, now I got to like you more. Hey, that's not a problem.
I've checked out your website, too. So give us your website so people can check
it's
you out, too.
Chris Herrera, Chris. My last name is Herrera. Herrera.com. So it's ChrisHerrera.com.
Now, Chris, do you play around Chicagoland, anywhere in the country? Do people hire you to play? Is that kind of what you do now? Or
yeah, I do a lot of touring and traveling. Big, like for me, is I do a lot of motivational speaking to high school and grade school kids. I go in and start, you know, I a lot of schools call me in for talking about diversity, talking about it's okay to be different. It's sometimes mm-hmm. cool to be different. Don't listen to the person next to you as haters. You know, I'm trying to push to the younger generation that dreams are what make the world move. If everything, and I try to boil it down and equate to the kids that if you don't follow your dreams, if you listen to other people, when other people tell you, oh, don't go for that, it's possible, you're dumb for dreaming this, or you're just, mm-hmm. You know what, and I tell them one thing, how many people in this room have iPods or an iPhone? And everybody usually raises their hand. And I said, you know what, if it wasn't for the dream of one man, we wouldn't have it.
Wow.
Keep dreaming.
And your parents,
everybody
too.
Needs...
And your parents
yes.
helping you fulfill, carry on that dream, making you practice, encouraging you. Everybody needs someone to encourage them. And you going around
you know,
speaking to these kids, sometimes they don't have parents that do that. And
I
agree. I've seen it myself. I've seen
and you know,
it yesterday.
A lot of
I was
times,
at nine. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut in. I was just saying, a lot of times, you know, kids, when you they look at somebody, you know, it's sometimes easier to take, hey, it's okay to be different from somebody who's different. If you know, I always feel that it's easier to talk from the horse's mouth. If they can see I'm living a great life and there's nothing that's stopping me with everything that life has thrown at me physically in the whole nine yards, and I can still smile and still have fun, so can you.
Oh. Well, you're such an inspiration, Chris. We cannot wait to see your movie, the movie that's about Chris Herrera, at the Naperville Independent Film Festival Friday night. That's tomorrow night. $5 to get in. And you get to meet the star of the show, Chris Herrera. Hey,
yes,
and the closing night.
All of them.
Yes, kind of all
so
of them.
Excited,
every single night.
So honored to be a part of the NIF family now. And this is going to be a wonderful week. And, you know, being a local resident, so I can bop in and out. And I'm going to try to come and check a few movies out that I've been interested in. So, yeah, I'll be around there, you know, floating around most of the weekend. I'm very excited. And, again, I'm very honored to be accepted and like I said, part of this wonderful festival. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Chris, where are you from? Thank you. Chris, where are you from originally?
All in a room. I'm Schaumburg. I'm born and raised in Schaumburg High School.
Schaumburg Flyers, home of the Schaumburg Flyers.
No, actually, it's now called the Schaumburg Boomers.
Oh, right. That's right. I did read that. But it sounds fun to say Schaumburg Flyers still. But now we got to start saying Schaumburg Boomers. That's bad. I messed up.
I don't know what a boomer looks like.
I never
messed up. I don't get that.
What is a boomer anyway? Anyway, we digress. So closing night, let's jump forward now. This is going on for 10 days, but then the closing night award ceremony is next Saturday night.
Right.
And Chris is
going
to be there
at Center
performing.
Center Stage Theater, yes.
You could buy tickets online at the Film Festival website. Again, let's get that website out there, Glessa.
Naperfilmfest.org.
Okay. Get your tickets. You get to meet Dean Richards, Chris Herrera. What a treat. I'm going
to
be there.
Yay,
but I know I'm not
going to
be the draw. It's going to be Dean and Chris. But I'm excited to be there. And I think it's, $25 to go? That's cheap for a night out. And look at all the entertainment you get.
Entertainment, food, everything. I mean, you can't beat this. This is the best ticket in town. If you go to look for independent film in Chicago, you got to fight the crowd. You got to pay parking. The tickets are a lot more than $5. And if you're drinking, you're not driving, so you got to get a night. So it's a lot cheaper to come to Naperville. $5 to get into the Ogden 6. Can't beat that.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night. And then closing night is going to be at the Center Stage Theater.
Correct. That's right off Quincy and 34 and Ogden Avenue there.
Okay.
And it's a phenomenal place. We are so excited to partner up with Candace Hernandez. She's got a great place there, wonderful theater, huge space so we can have our food and everything in the back. It's amazing. So please come out, everybody. Support the arts in the Midwest.
Please do, yes.
Exactly.
Well, Glessa, thanks for all you do for films and for the community and bringing all of this great, new, fresh talent to the big screen. And Chris, I'm really looking forward to meeting you. It was so great
and
to
Dolly
talk to you.
Too, and, yes. And both of you, actually. I'm very looking forward to meeting both of you. And, boy, we're going to have a wonderful weekend. We're going to have a good time, especially with Dean Richards. He's a very cool man. I met him when I played at the Emmys a couple of years. He's a trip. It's going to be a great week, and it looks like the weather's even going to cooperate.
Yay.
Really exciting. Exciting times, that's for sure. Well, thank you both for being on the show. Check out the Naperville Independent Film Festival. Tomorrow night is the kickoff night, and you get to meet Chris Herrera there and see his amazing story in the film Composed. That's just one of the many awesome films that will be featured at this film festival. So check it out. Thanks again to both of you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sally.
Have a good day.
Here
now. Thanks, Sally. Bye.
Thanks, Sally.
All right, we
Bye.
Are moving on, moving along here. That was fun talking to those two, wasn't it? Wow. What an inspiration, that Chris Herrera. All right, we're moving on to, speaking of inspiration, Michelle Eberwin, who is the owner of Hope in Bracelets. Hope in bracelets. She has these beautiful bracelets that she sent me, and I thought I got to keep them, but I got to give them away. Michelle, are you on the line?
I am, Dolly. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for being on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks for waiting, too. I accidentally clicked. I had some problems with my board here, so I'm so sorry. Michelle was supposed to go before the Naperville Independent Film Festival. I got the order all messed up. My producer's making these faces at me. She's not happy with me right now. No,
okay,
I'm kidding.
That's
Beth.
Okay.
Right, Beth? I am kidding. No, she loves me. She still loves me. Anyway, Michelle, I'm so glad that you're on the show. We've been tweeting about you and putting you on Facebook because we just love your bracelets and the message and what you're doing with these bracelets. Let's talk about Hope in Bracelets. What is this? How did this come about?
I started my business. I broke my back in 2006, and from the complications of that surgery, the doctors believed that my body turned on itself, causing an autoimmune disease called rheumatoid arthritis. And while researching for information on RA, there was pretty much no information out there. People thought it was just arthritis, take a Tylenol.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I just felt the need to try to help bring more awareness, not only for RA, but for all these other medical diseases that don't have cures. And that's kind of how I got started.
So you were in the hospital dealing with this, and this was a little idea you had, like less than on the back of your head.
I
need to do something.
After I came home, yes. I definitely needed to, how do we get the word out? What is RA? What is lupus? What is, all these other diseases? And so through over the years, I've just been, making my bracelets at my dining room table. And, I do a lot of benefits and fundraisers for people with cancer and things like that to help bring more awareness to these conditions that need cures.
You had sent me three bracelets. They're just so beautiful. One is a pretty green, and I could take pictures of these and post them on Facebook. But you do have a website, right? So people can go and see pictures.
Yes, I do. www.hopeandbracelets.com.
And then Beth, my assistant, producer of the Dolly McCarthy Show, you made a purple one, just beautiful, for her aunt who suffers from RA as well.
Yes, she does have RA, and I thought that would brighten her day.
Oh, that was really, really sweet of you. But you know what? You didn't make one for me, and I have to give away.
The black and white one is for you.
I got to share these with my listeners. I'm going to order one from you. I'm going to think of the cause that I want to support. I mean, I want to support them all, but the one I want to have on my wrist, we'll think of that, and I'll call you, and I'll order one. But these are just
beautiful.
That's
what's difficult. I try to put everything on my website, but I do custom orders. I'll have people email me and say, can you do one for MS or, any, I do them for everything. And I have every color awareness ribbon possible to put on any bracelet. And then I donate a percentage back to the organization that the bracelet represents, like fibromyalgia, lupus. I just donated 13 bracelets to the Sparkle Speaks autism event. That's happening September 19th in New Jersey with Jacqueline Larita from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Cool.
And there's cancer benefit actually this Saturday for a woman in Woodstock. If any listeners are in the area, that'll be in Woodstock on Saturday at Offsides. Her name is Georgia Kasparik. She is suffering from cancer, and I donated some bracelets there for their auction. So people can, it's a Saturday, so maybe people can stop by and help. And then on my website, also, I just wanted to mention that I'm doing a fundraiser for baby Lexi. She's a baby in Texas that was born with short gut syndrome, which is people don't hear of a lot of these different types of diseases. And, we're doing a fundraiser for her as well to help with the medical bills.
What is short gut syndrome? Because like you said, a lot of these illnesses people have never heard of. RA, now people are starting to hear more about that,
Yeah.
Like you said, for years you have arthritis, take the Tylenol. But it is very serious and debilitating. It's a bona fide disability. And it's something you live with every day. How would you like to walk around in pain every day? Imagine that. Sometimes you live with that. You know what's neat about your story is you're like Chris Herrera, the guest we just had on earlier. You both have these disabilities, and instead of just sitting around and feeling sorry for yourself, and he's got pain too. He can't even bend his knuckles, you know, and he's playing. I mean, I'm sure his hands hurt because it just doesn't work like all of ours. I'm sure he's got to deal with some sort of pain and his own disability, in fact. But, like, with you, you know, you're not just sitting around feeling sorry for yourself and making excuses. You're just doing it because, you know, you are so inspirational.
It's very important for me to get the word out and try to spread awareness, you know. And I just had my second spinal fusion surgery because I have also degenerative disc disease. So I've had a three-level spinal fusion in April. And I have just, it's made me get out of bed every day to go to my dining room table and just start designing bracelets to just help, you know, get the word out about these diseases and conditions.
And you have hope. And that's what it boils down to. And that's what we talked about even yesterday, 9/11. It's a day of remembrance, but it's a day for renewal and hope. And this is what these bracelets are. They're called Hope in Bracelets. And the website is www.hopeinbracelets.com. And these are all handmade by Michelle. How special is that?
Just me.
They're not made in China.
My dining room table.
They're not made in China. They're not mass-produced. Each one is unique. I love them. And there's just some beautiful crystal in here and beads. They're just gorgeous. I'm going to take pictures of these two. So we're going to give away these two bracelets to anybody who wants to call in. They're yours, and I'm going to give them to you. So call. Actually, I'll give you one. The next caller will get the other one. We got to be fair about this. Or you can post something on my website as well. I think I got a caller right now. Let me see who this is. Hi, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Who's this? Hello? You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Oh. You know, there's something
wrong.
We
lost them.
This has been happening lately a little too often. Hey, if you can hear me, hang up and call me back, okay? I'll hang on. I got your number here, and I'll hold it. So if you call back, I'll give you the bracelet for sure. So how long does it take you, Michelle, to make a bracelet? With your disability, too, does that hold you, you know,
it
keep
does.
You?
It does, because, you know, sitting in a chair for a while, it does take, you know, like I'll sit in a chair with an ice pack or whatever, but, you know, I'll make like three a day. If I get a large order that'll come in, you know, I'll just work through it and, you know, design the bracelets and put them up, and it gets done. I, you know, any orders I get, they're usually made and shipped out within three to 4 days.
Wow, you can make three a day. And Michelle, you sent me three. So a day's worth of work that she sent. Look at that, folks.
Yes, absolutely.
These are priceless.
It's my
passion. These are absolutely priceless. And they're just beautiful, really. Take my word for it. They are just gorgeous. I tried both of them on, and I want to keep them both, but I can't. I'm giving them away. I'm giving them away, I promise. So do you have children, Michelle, or tell us?
I do. I have two boys. I have a son who's 19. He's up in Minnesota. He plays junior hockey for the Breezy Point North Stars, so he's living up there playing hockey. And
all
I have
right,
a 16-year-old son. I have a 16-year-old son. I have a 16-year-old son named Kane. He's home. He suffers from chronic migraines, so I'm very passionate about bringing awareness to chronic migraines because, like I said, people think that it's just a headache when it's really, you know, a severe condition that people suffer from, and, you know, it takes away their life and their jobs and you know, school even. You know, he's got to do his classes at home. Because he cannot be in a classroom for 8 hours a day due to his head pain. So, you know, it's one of my big fundraisers is chronic migraine awareness. As you know, I'm passionate about all of them, but because my son suffers from that, you know, I'm very passionate about that, as well as rheumatoid arthritis.
How about his the treatments and the medication that he's taking? Is he able to get through the day with minimal
he
amount of pain?
He does not have any medication that works for him. Some people, the medication will help with the pain. He has not been one of those to have medication help him. So, you know, he's just learning to kind of work through it. And, you know, his mom's a fighter, so he's a fighter as well.
Oh, my heart just goes out to him because I collapse when I get a headache. I can't deal with things. So I can't imagine going all day, every day with that kind of migraine.
Yeah,
it's not just a headache,
it's a 24/7. Yeah,
oh, my
it's
heart
a 24/7.
When did he get
with a range?
He was 13 when this started. He's 16 now.
Yeah, Yes, he's been dealing with it for 3 years. And, you know, there's children that actually start at like 7 years old and younger with these types of migraines. So, you know, it's very important for me to bring awareness to that because people, you know, it's not just a headache and it's not just a, you know, everybody knows someone who has a migraine and, you know, oh, I have a migraine today. And it's different when it's a chronic migraine. It's every day, 24/7 sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, people need to know. You just can't take Excedrin migraine and go about your day. I mean, these people are in bed for days. So, you know, there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of illnesses and conditions out there that I'm just trying to bring awareness to get the word out for people. And then, like I said, I donate back, you know, a percentage of all the bracelets go back to the organization that the bracelet represents. So that's very important to me.
Well, it's important. I'm glad you're on the show. It's an important cause. You're helping so many different causes. It's called Hope in Bracelets. Michelle Eberwin is the owner and the creator and the designer of all these beautiful bracelets. And every bracelet, like she said, she donates 20 to 40% of the proceeds to the charity in which it represents. So if you have a loved one who's suffering from any of these, any disease, breast cancer, RA, fibromyalgia, I always struggle with that word. Fibromyalgia. Yeah, there we go. I have two girlfriends that suffer with that. And so any cause.
Very painful.
Any cause.
Yeah.
There are people that are walking around on this earth that are in constant pain, and they're out and about in society, and they're dealing with it, and they're doing the best they can. So everybody walks around with some sort of pain. So this is just a nice way to help the cause, and then you get a pretty bracelet made by the one and only Michelle Eberwin. So, Michelle, thank you so much. And you know what? I got a lot of people calling in for these bracelets, and I'm running out of time, so I'm going to just my producer, Beth, is going to take the calls, and we'll give them out to the listeners, and sorry, only two. But go on Michelle's website, hopeinbracelets.com, and order one for one of your loved ones or someone that you know at church dealing with whatever disease that they are walking around with. Thank you, Michelle, for everything. And I wish you the best. I'm glad you could be on the show today to talk about this. This is so important.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Now thank you, Dolly.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for being on the show. Oh, she's such a sweetheart. My heart just goes out to her and her son. But my goodness. What an inspiration. Look what she's doing. I'm so inspired by today's show. And I also wanted to quickly mention, tonight is Community Career Center's Dancing with the Celebrities event, and that's at Maison Sabika in Naperville. I'm not sure. I think it is sold out. But if not, if you're interested in going, I'm going to pop in there. And that's the event where we have local celebrities dancing for a cause, Community Career Center. Of course, we had Kim White on last week. And we were talking about all that the Community Career Center does to help people that are unemployed or underemployed, and they do amazing things over there. So we love to support the Community Career Center. And if you'd like to go, give the Community Career Center, they're in Naperville, check out their website or give them a call and see if there's any tickets left. But if not, I'm sure I will post pictures and you'll hear more about it next week on the show. But that is tonight. I'm looking forward to that. It was great to have all my guests on the show, Bill Kreger, from Kreger's Brats, Marge Lees, Michelle Eberwin from Hope and Bracelets, Glesna Koysen, who is the co-founder of the Naperville Independent Film Festival, of course, Chris Herrera. He is the subject of this documentary called Compose. That's going to be tomorrow night. He also had a CD he's going to give away, so we'll try to give that away online, too. And thank you to all my listeners today on the show. We like to end the show on a good note. I think I've already done that. The good note is, boy, such inspirational people, ordinary people doing extraordinary things, and you just never know who's got a disability or who's dealing with some sort of a pain. So be kind to everybody. Be good to each other. And that's the message this week. So thanks again to all my good guests this week. Appreciate you staying and listening to the show. If you haven't already done so, like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow the show on Twitter. I'm Dolly McCarthy. I hope you'll come back and listen in next week for another half hour of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where we always have lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody.
Wow! I feel good. happy.